I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Eritrea's crackdown on Christians has claimed two more lives. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller says
two young women, 23 and 27, Hewet Tesfu and Zimani Mahari, were reported to have died in one of these military camps.
They were held at the Ala military camp outside Asmara for over 2 years. They were doing poorly after torture and no medical treatment. The great paradox, Mueller notes, is that the church is growing. There's one thing you can do.
Pray for those who are in prison as if we were in prison with them, to stand with them in ways that gives us all the opportunity to be one body.
Next, we recently told you about a revival taking place in northwest Haiti and a prayer effort to reclaim the country from voodooism. The goal was to pray at every crossroad in the city. Well, God moved. According to Pastor Robert Ulysses, voodoo leaders not only came to watch, but many were saved. Ulysses says some people told him that they waited to see if Christians could hold the services at the crossroads without being struck dead. With fear overcome, many gave their hearts to Christ. Read the whole story at our website. And witnessing violence, experiencing persecution, and rearranging cultural ideas isn't easy. The Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM, takes care of their missionaries in volatile areas through counseling. TEAM Steve Edlin says,
people, particularly in the Middle East and Central Asia, work under a lot of stress. There's trauma, as we all know, in that region of the world.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go on a short-term mission trip but can't afford it? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Mission Trip Contest and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.